象预报有关系的。
This is related to the weather forecast.
但是又有人发现这个气象预报很奇怪。
But somebody finds this weather forecast really strange.
所以他就发现这个气象预报的本身的每一个字，前面的每一个字。
They found out the first word of each sentence.
如果加起来的话
you add it up.
就是 please pay us.
Says please pay us, 请付我们钱。
对。所以知道这个是 National Weather Service
这是国家气象局，
这是联邦政府所的一个雇员所做的。
This is one of the federal government employee.
所以我马上想起来一定是朱大哥。
So I thought must be Brother Chu.
怪不得他今天早上精神不大好，因为他昨天晚上半夜三更都在做这个。
No wonder he looks sleepy today. Maybe he's up all night putting up that note.
好，这个是明显是笑话哈，不是今天的讲道。
It's not the sermon today.
我们今天讲道是为的是纪念我。
We are talking about in remembrance of me.
我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly.
我信主没有多久。
Not too long after I accept Christ.
我就发现有很多的教会，他们在这个讲台上面，这个前面有一行字。
I found out a lot of churches has a lettering in front of the pulpit.
是英文 in remembrance of me.
It's in English says 为的是纪念我。
我当时不知道是什么意思。
I did not understand what it means at that time.
后来我终于知道，原来就是我们今天要讲到的这个题目。
And later on, I found out it's what we're talking about in my message today.
为什么要写在这儿呢？
Why do they put it over there?
因为他要让所有的会众知道。
Because they want all the congregation to know.
不管是不是在做圣餐这样的一个仪式。
Whether or not we are doing the communion on.
我们整个的敬拜是为了要纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
The whole worship is for remembrance of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天正道的经文。
So our passage today.
是在哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节。
It's from First Corinthians 11 verse 23 to 29.
你可能说，哎呀，这是老生常谈。
You probably say, oh, we heard it so many times.
我至少读过一百次以上。
I probably read it 100 times.
感谢主。
Thank to the Lord.
你如果读过一百次以上的话
，If you read it 100 times.
那么你至少信主两年了。
But probably you have believed in Christ for 2 years.
我们为这个向献上感恩。
We thank the Lord for that.
那么我们今天的这段圣经
，Our passage today
是我们守主餐的时候常常使用的一段圣经。
Very often we use it when we have the communion.
但这段圣经却是保罗写的。
This passage was written by Paul.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
When Jesus was betrayed the night,
保罗不在那个宴席的周围。
Apostle Paul was not among the feast.
所以这个是保罗后来得到神的启示。
So this is what Paul received from God.
保罗用自称的方式说：“我当日传给你们的。”
So Paul saying Paul himself.I received and passed on to you.
好，我现在用中文来读，等一下我们请我们姐妹用英文读。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。下一章。
Now we read in English. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
还有,
so whenever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
我们今天的讲道分成四段。
Our sermon outline divided into four parts.
今天的讲道会比平常要更短。
Today our sermon will be shorter than usual.
原因是因为我们要留下时间来给大家做一个祷告。
Because we want to save some time for everybody to pray together.
所以第一段我们要讲是我们 领主餐是因为我们在回忆神的恩典。
So the first part is that when we take communion, we are remembering God's grace.
所以我们需要感恩。
So we need to give thanks, give thanksgiving.
所以我们当然更需要悔改。
And we need to repent.
所以最后呢, 我们需要有一个行动。
Then we need to have action.
好，我们先讲我们回忆。
So we talk about remembrance first.
这段经文的一开始就说, 我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
In the beginning, this passage says, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you.
所以很明显的, 保罗在回忆。
So Paul is recalling.
保罗写这一段圣经的时候,
When Paul wrote this passage,
他已经是在这件事, 守主餐以后, 已经很多年以后。
This is after Jesus had the communion with the disciples many years after.
说不定20年以后,
maybe 20 years after.
所以保罗在回忆20年前所发生的事情。
So Paul is recalling something happened 20 years before that.
所以保罗一开始就用一个回忆来告诉大家。
So Paul used the remembrance to tell people.
所以我们也应该要回忆。
So we need to recall too.
回忆什么呢?
So what is Paul recalling?
回忆主为我们钉十字架。
Recall that Jesus Christ went to the cross for us.
因为我们今天守主餐 最重要的目的就是要提醒我们主在十字架上面为我们舍命流血。
Because when we take the Lord's Supper, the most important reason is to remember that Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross.
有一首诗歌,
There's a hymn.
这样子说,
It says,
想起十字架, 心中向往哥哥他, 仰望十字架, 眼中仰望主耶稣。
Thinking of the cross, Calvary is in the heart. Looking at the cross, Jesus is in the eye.
它这里有两个动词。
There are two verbs.
一个动词是想起。
One is thinking.
另外一个是仰望。
And the other is looking.
想起, 所以是心里面所做的事。
Thinking is in your heart.
所以仰望是眼睛做的事。
Looking is in your eyes.
所以这两个动词就告诉我们, 我们在想到哥哥他十字架的时候。
So these two verbs tell us when you think about the Calvary, the cross,
不光是心里想,
it's not only think in your heart.
我们必须要把眼睛闭起来, 眼睛脑海里面浮现一个哥哥他的一个图画。
We need to close our eyes and in the eyes of our mind, we see the image of the cross.
当我们眼睛闭起来的时候, 人安静在主面前的时候,
when we close our eyes and calm ourselves in front of Jesus,
我们应该看到哥哥他山上面三根十字架。
We should see, when we close our eyes, we should see the three crosses on the Calvary.
中间那个十字架, 主耶稣基督挂在上面。
And in the middle of the middle cross, Jesus was hanged on the cross.
而且耶稣基督 遍体鳞伤,
and besides that, Jesus was wounded all over.
因为他上十字架之前已经被打得半死。
Because before he went on the cross, he was beaten half dead.
罗马军队的那个鞭子,
the whip that Romans used.
那个每一根这个 皮的那个鞭子上面，鞭梢上面都有一个铁的倒钩。
The leather whip at the end has a metal hook.
一鞭子打下去。
So when he whipped Jesus,
连皮带肉拉下一片来。
The hook will grab the skin and the flesh and took it off.
所以这是一件非常残忍的刑罚。
So this is very cruel.
不是每一个钉十字架的人都有被打伤。
Not everybody went on the cross has that whip.
但我们的耶稣基督他是这样子死的。
But our Jesus Christ did receive that whipping.
所以耶稣基督为什么这样子的为我们付了这么大的代价？
So why did Jesus pay such a great price for us?
耶稣在十字架上面大声地说，
Jesus cried out on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Because they know not what they are doing.
因为他在做一个祷告，是为全世界的人，古往今来的人做的祷告。
When he prayed that, he prayed for everybody in the world from past to the future.
我们真的是不知道我们在做什么。
We actually did not know what we are doing.
我们不知道我们犯了罪以后有这么严重的后果。
We don't know that after we sin, we have such great punishment.
我们将来要永远与神分离。
We will be separate from God forever.
也就是到地狱里去。
And that's going to hell.
耶稣基督在十字架上面。
When Jesus was on the cross.
最后讲的七句话。
The last seven words he said.
其中有一句。
One of them.
就说，神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
He said, God, God, why have you forsaken me?
也就是说，耶稣基督虽然还没有咽气。
So even Jesus was not dead yet.
但是上帝在天上的上帝已经弃他不顾。
But the Godfather in heaven already left him, forsaked him.
耶稣基督那个时候已经在地狱里。
And at that time, Jesus Christ is in the hell.
是极端的痛苦。
It was excruciating pain.
所以我们要纪念耶稣基督替我们付的代价。
So we need to remember the price that Jesus paid for us.
在地狱里面的痛苦应该是我们所受的。
The pain that he suffered in the hell is what we should have suffered.
但是耶稣基督却代替我们受了。
But Jesus Christ took that pain for us.
所以我们要存一个感恩的心来到神的面前。
So we need to have a thankful heart in front of Jesus.
不但是为十字架感恩。
Not only for the cross.
也要为我们今天的光景感恩。
And we need to thank him for the state that we are in.
耶稣说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you.
用完饼了以后，他又说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
After the, taken the bread, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
我们怎能不感恩呢？
How can we not give thanks?
因为耶稣基督用他自己的身体跟他自己的鲜血。
Because Jesus Christ used his body and his blood.
替我们付了这么大的代价。
To pay such a great price for us.
为的是要立个约。
Because he wanted to make the covenant.
而且说这个约是跟以前的约不一样的。
He said this covenant is different from the old covenant.
所以叫做新约。
That's why it's called new covenant.
这个约是神跟我们所立的。
This is the covenant between God and us.
神替我们付了代价以后。
When God paid the price for us.
我们可以凭着我们的对耶稣的信心。
We can, depend on the faith that we have in Christ.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
We can come to God boldly.
因为神看我们为无罪的。
Because when God looks at us, we are sinners in front of Him.
我们不是真正的无罪。
We are not truly sinners.
乃是因为我们的罪已经被他的儿子承担了。
Because our sin is took over by Jesus Christ, His Son.
所以上帝看我们为无罪。
So when God look at us, he look at sinners.
你知道我们能够来到神的面前向神祷告。
You know when we can come to God and pray to Him.
这都是神的恩典。
This is grace from God.
假如我们还是罪人的话。
If we are still sinners.
上帝没有义务要听我们的祷告。
God does not have to listen to our prayers.
但是因为神跟我们立了这个新约
But because the new covenant he set up with us
所以上帝非听我们的祷告不可
So God has to listen to our prayers
因为这是立的一个约
Because this is a covenant
神是信实的
God is faithful
他不会说话不算话的
He cannot go back on his words
所以你看这是多大的恩典
So you see how great grace this is
我们凭什么得到这样的恩典
How come we can deserve this grace
怎么能不感恩呢
How can we not give thanks
耶稣基督在世的时候
When Jesus was among us
有一次有十个长大麻风的人 迎面走过来
That's one time 10 lepers came to him
那么耶稣基督给他们十个人都医治了
So Jesus healed all 10 of them
这十个人感谢得不得了就走掉了
All of them are very thankful and then all left.
因为他们赶到要去见他们的祭司。
Because they rushed to see their priest.
要给祭司看他们的身体已经洁净了。
To show that their body is clean.
这样他们可以回到他们原来的生活去。
Then they can go back to their old lives.
但是其中有一个。
But one of them.
这个人是撒玛利亚人。
This is a Samaritan.
是一个外邦人。
He's a Gentile.
他忽然想起来。
He remembered.
他半路上面折回来。
He turned around half of the way.
来到耶稣的面前。
He came to Jesus.
匍匐在耶稣的脚前。
Bow down before Jesus.
献上感谢。
He gave thanks to Jesus.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
洁净的不是十个人吗
？Were not all ten cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢
？Where are the other nine?
除了这个外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗
？Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?
我们常常为身体上面的疼痛向神祈求。
Very often we ask God and pray to God for our pains in our body.
祈求医治。
We ask for healing.
我们有没有记得我们为我们不痛的地方向神感恩呢
？Did we ever give thanks to God for those body parts that was not hurting?
我们有的时候在被什么东西碰了一下。
When we bump into something.
后来就自己好了。
Then it's got healed by itself.
就忘掉了。
And we forgot about it.
从来没有在祷告的时候向神感谢。
We never give thanks to God for that.
你知道生物学家告诉我们。
You know that biologists told us.
我们身上面这些疼痛的地方或者是受伤的地方。
The painful parts or wounded parts on our body.
它修复的经过。
It recovers.
都是非常奇妙的一些生物的反应。
It's a miraculous biochemical reaction.
有许许多多的细胞都在那里，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And so many cells working to give glory to God and give goodness to God's people.
我们只是不知不觉而已。
We just didn't know that.
只要你以前不知道。
If you didn't know before.
那也就罢了。
Then it's okay.
今天听了我的讲道，你再说不知道就没有借口。
After you heard my sermon today, there's no excuse anymore.
所以下次你在为你痛的地方要求神医治的时候
，So next time when you pray and ask God for the body parts that's hurting,
好不好？先为你不痛的地方祷告，感谢神。
You probably should first give thanks to God for the parts that was not hurting.
然后才为痛的地方祷告。
And then you ask for healing for those parts that are hurting.
我保证你会好得更快一点。
I guarantee you got healing much faster.
好，我们看下一个悔改。
So next one, repentance.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup.
省察就是省察自己的罪。
Well, examine is that we examine our sins.
我们是不是想起自己的罪，我们辜负了主破碎的身体和流出的宝血
？Thinking of our sins, how we have let down Lord's broken body and His precious blood shed.
我们是不是真是很惭愧的来到主的饼杯前面
？Do we really feel guilty when we come to the cups and bread?
还是当这个饼这个杯传到我面前的时候？
Oh, when the cup and bread pass in front of me,
我们就很机械式的就拿着饼吃的喝的这个杯。
We just mechanically took out the bread and cup and drink it and eat it.
这种机械式的行动
，this kind of mechanical reaction,
以及机械式的想法
and then the kind of mechanical thinking.
圣经上面叫做我们是吃喝自己的罪料。
In the Bible it says that we are eating our own judgment.
我们的罪是要被审判的。
Our sin will be judged.
吃喝自己的罪，意思说吃喝自己的审判。
When we eat our own sins, means we eating our own judgment.
我们的审判是非常严重的。
Our judgment is really serious.
所以我们必须要在我们喝吃饼喝杯以前，要先想起自己的罪。
So before we even take the cup and the bread, we need to think about our sins.
然后我们悔改，如果没有行动，不是真正的悔改。
If we repent but there's no action, that's not real repentance.
因为这里说，你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯
，But whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup,
是表明主的死，只等到他。
You proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
也就是说，我们不但要吃这个饼，喝这个杯。
So it's saying that we are not only take this cup and the bread.
我们还要等候他来。
Now we are also waiting for His coming.
等候什么？他来干什么
？So what are we waiting for Him?
圣经上面告诉我们，耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，是以君王的方式来到人间做审判的工作。
The Bible tells us when Jesus comes again, He is coming as a king, and He will judge the people.
我曾经问过，在一个小组查经的时候，问过我们的这个小组的组员。
The one time during a small group Bible study, I asked people in the Bible study.
我说你们当中有几个人盼望主赶快再来
？How many people among you that expecting and hoping Jesus Christ come again soon？
发现没有一个人举手
Nobody raised their hand
包括我自己在内
Even include me
主啊我还好多事情要做、啊、
Lord I have so many things I need to do
我还有好几篇 paper 要送出去、啊、
I have so many papers I need to submit
而且光送出去恐怕还要打回来还修改、啊、
Even after submit I probably need to revise it before I can publish it
我还有好多好多的、这个grant 要写、啊、
I still have so many grants I need to apply
所以包括我在内，我都不敢说我在盼望主再来。
So including me, I did not raise my hand, say I'm hoping Jesus come fast.
但是圣经上面却告诉我们，我们要盼望主再来。
But the Bible tells us we need to hoping that He comes fast.
一个能够盼望主再来的人
，When we hoping Jesus comes soon，
是把自己的眼光看在永恒上面。
We are putting our eyes looking to the eternity.
我今天发表这些论文，做这些实验。
Today when I publish all this paper, do this all these experiments.
不是没有价值。
It's not nothing.
但是比起永恒来，它的价值是太渺小。
But comparing to eternity, it was very very small.
而且我们没有把我们的眼睛看在我们的耶稣身上。
And we are not putting our eyes focus on Jesus Christ.
我们中文讲叫做目光如豆。Oh,
In Chinese, we say that I
looks like a pea.
Looks like a pea.
豆就是那个豆，很小的豆，大概是绿豆。
It's probably like a very tiny beans, like mung
bean. Green bean, or mung bean, right? Okay. 所以呢，我们看不远。
So we couldn't see too far.
我们也看不高。
We couldn't see too high.
我是觉得这些经文都在提醒我们。
All these Bible verses are reminding us.
当我们能够看得远、看得高的时候
，When we can look far and look high,
我们就能够轻看我们现在所经历的这些困难。
Then we put down all the sufferings that we are experiencing.
也会为我们现在的上帝的恩典献上我们的感谢。
And we will give thanks to God for all the blessings that we are experiencing today.
所以我们需要有一个行动。
So we need to have action.
光只有在那里感恩悔改是不够的。
If you only give thanks and repent, it's not enough.
这里说表明主的死。
It says to show Jesus' death.
表明是一种坚定的宣布，是蛮有决心的。
Proclaim is announced with determination. It's full decisive.
是一定要付诸行动的。
It has to put into action.
所以我希望我们今天要。在等一下我们做祷告的时候
So I hope when, today later on when we pray together
我们祷告最后的时候
At the end of the prayer
要希望我们要说主啊你赐给我力量你让我能够 悔改能够去付诸行动。
Well, I hope we can say that God, you give me strength that we can repent and we put into action.
啊，最后我要跟大家讲一讲我自己的见证。
Now I'm going to tell you my own experience.
如果大家记得的话，我不久以前曾经讲过一篇道。
If you remember, not too long ago, I gave a sermon.
叫做温柔的人有福了。
It tells the gentle people has blessed.
我不是一个温柔的人。
I'm not a gentle person.
但是这篇道我却讲过已经超过五次了。
But I gave the same sermon for 5 times more.
因为我在别的地方也讲这个道。
I gave the same sermon somewhere else.
是不是越讲越温柔呢？
Does it mean that the more I talk about that sermon, I'll become more gentle?
没有。
No.
但是一直到最近。
But lately,
我开始心里面有很大的负担。
I have a big burden in my heart.
我在教会里面是一样一种人。
I am one person in the church.
在我的实验室里面是另外一种人。
I'm a different person in my laboratory.
有一次我在这个我们开组会的时候 lab meeting,
one time we have lab meeting.
我又非常的凶。
I was really mean.
谢谢。翻得很好。结果我有一个美国学生。
There's one American student.
就说。
He said.
他说这个我们国强。的文红的女儿 Alice 在我实验室里面待过一个半个夏天。
John Liu's daughter Alice stayed in my lab, working in my lab for half a summer.
说 Alice 告诉他。
He said Alice told him.
他说黄老师在教会里面不是这个样子。
Alice told him that Dr. Huang is a totally different person in church.
我当时没有什么感觉。
I did not feel anything at that time.
我回到我办公室里以后。
When I came back, went back to my office.
我眼泪就掉下来。
My tears start to come down.
哎，我知道我是一个两面人。
I know I'm a two-sided person.
我的借口是什么
？So what is my excuse?
我说我快要退休了。
I say I'm about to retire.
人生苦短。
Life is short.
所以要。把握时间
so I need to take hold of the time
要努力工作
I need to work hard
所以我对学生要求很高
so I ask the students to do a lot
但我说过这是借口
I say this is excuse
我发现我可以对学生要求高仍然非常温柔
I found out I still can ask the students to do a lot but do it gently
但我没有这样做
but I did not do that
上上个礼拜五
last Friday
two Fridays ago、我们在 UNC 有一个特别的聚会
we have a special meeting in UNC
在北卡大学
in UNC、
是那个有名的卖这个甜圈圈的这个 donuts 的一个公司叫 Krispy Kreme 的老总到我们到哪里来讲
The CEO of the company Krispy Kreme came and gave a talk.
这个人名字叫 Jim Morgan.
His name is Jim Morgan.
Morgan 先生他我首先发现他是一个非常低调的人。
I found out Jim Morgan is very holds a very low key.
Krispy Kreme 我一到美国的时候就已经发现这个公司卖的甜圈圈很好吃。
The first thing I came to America, I found out the Krispy Kreme donuts is really good.
这个是44年的事情。
That was 44 years ago.
我也告诉你我多老了哈。
So I, you know how old I am.
那么后来这个公司就走下坡。
But then the company start to went down.
在5年前，Morgan 先生接手这个公司的时候。
About 5 years ago, Miss Morgan took over the company.
这个公司的股票只值1块钱。
The company stock was $1 per share.
而且公司马上就要倒闭了。
And the company almost shut down.
他们请 Morgan 进来。
They asked Morgan to come in.
他从来没有做过任何的这种食品的这种事业。
He did not, he was not in any of the food companies.
他是搞这个金融的。
He was in economy of
finance.
Finance.
所以大家以为他进来就是收拾整理一下，然后把公司卖掉。
So people thought he come in will took over and then sell the company.
没想到他到公司来的时候。
But surprisingly when he came.
他给所有的员工有在这个夏天的时候给他们每一个员工多三天的假。
When he came in, he gave all the employees three more day holidays during the summer.
是带有薪带薪的假，跟你不一样。
It's paid holidays, not like the furloughed federal employee without pay.
但是有条件。
But there's a condition.
这个假一定是不是礼拜五就是礼拜一。
The holiday they took has to be either Friday or Monday.
这样的话就变成一个长周末。
Then it's become a long weekend.
但是而且你这个长周末你一定要做做的事情是要在下列这三件事情当中一个。
During the long weekend, you have to do one thing out of this four things he listed.
第一个是你做的事情要跟你的信仰有关系。
The first thing is the thing you do has to related to your religion.
第二是要跟你的家庭有关系。
The second thing is has to related to your family.
第三是要跟你的社区有关系。
The third one related to your community.
所以他是 faith, family, community.
So he's talking about 信仰、家庭跟社区。
那后来他公司里面全部的员工所需要这个执行的这么一个次序是这样的。
So in his company there's a sequence of execution.
Faith, family, community, and Krispy Kreme.
就是
信
仰、家
庭、
社区，最后才
是他的公司。我心里面非常非常的感恩。
I was so grateful.
但你知道吗？这个 Krispy Kreme 现在的股票的价值是多少
？Do you know how much Krispy Kreme's
stock worth? 马上一股要变成20块钱。
It is $20 per share very soon.
我心里面马上在算，如果他加入这个公司的时候，公司给他10,000股的话。
I was calculating if when he joined the company gave him 10,000 shares.
他现在就是200,000股了。
He has 20.
因为值20万倍。
$200,000.
啊。但这不是重要的事情。
But this is not important.
然后讲完了以后。
After finish.
我们教会有两位小姐妹。
There are two sisters from our church.
都坐在那里。
They sit over there.
Dana 跟欣彤。
Dana and 欣彤。
他们去拿了一个小纸头，请这个 Jim Morgan 签个字。
They took a piece of paper and asked Jim Morgan to sign.
没想到 Jim Morgan 跪在地上。
Jim Morgan knelt down on the floor.
然后变得比他们两个小姐妹还矮。
So he is a little shorter than the two sisters.
不但跟他们说话。
Not only talk to them.
在他们纸上不但签了名。
Not only sign on the sheet of paper.
还写了许多的字。
And wrote down so many words.
我不晓得写什么字，
我没有看。I don't know what he wrote. I didn't see it.
我在旁边看到这个景象。
When I see this image from the side,
我就想起若干年前。
I thought of things a few years ago.
有一个人跟我说。
A person told me.
黄老师。
Teacher, preacher, teacher Huang.
你看我的时候，可不可以多看一秒钟
？When you look at me, can you look at me one more second?
这个叫 eye contact.
这是眼睛看眼睛，
眼睛对视，对视，
对视。
我忙到看人家的时间连一秒钟都不到。
I was so busy, I did not have time to look at people even for one more second.
那个是上上个礼拜五。
That was two Fridays ago.
第二天，那个礼拜六。
The second day after that, the Saturday.
在我祷告的时候。
When I was praying.
我就跟主讲。
I told God.
我说我要变成一个真正的温柔的人。
I want to be a truly gentle person.
所以我下个礼上一个礼拜。
So last week.
我很惊讶的发现。
I was surprised to find out.
当然开始的时候，我跟学生讲话的时候。
So in the beginning when I talk to students.
我里面一直说温柔一点，温柔一点。
In my heart, I always saying be gentle, be gentle.
到了礼拜五，就是过去的这个礼拜五。
So the past Friday.
我很惊讶的，我跑到实验室里面。
I went to the lab.
我跟我的学生讲。
I talked to my students.
Go home, go home.
I told them go 回家。
我从来没有做过这种事。
I have never done this.
这是 conflict of interest. 利益冲突。感谢主，我跟大家分享这件事情。
Give thanks to the Lord. I share this with you.
请大家为我祷告。
Pray that you will pray for us.
包括你们小姐妹为我祷告。
Including the small little sisters to pray for me.
这件事情对我来讲是一件很难的事情。
This is very difficult for me.
但是我在神的面前决心要这样子做。
But I decided I want to do this in front of God.
我不知道你在神的面前亏欠的事是什么事。
I don't know what you need to do in front of God.
很可能不是跟我一样。
Very likely not the same as I am.
你很可能已经是一个温柔的人。
Very likely you are a very gentle person.
但我希望你为这个事向神感恩。
I pray that you would give thanks to God for that.
如果没有感恩的话，你还不是一个真正的温柔的人。
If you don't give thanks, you are not a truly gentle person.
我们现在就要饼杯。
We are going to partake the Lord's Supper.
我们今天要做的不大一样。
We'll have a little bit different procedure today.
我们可不可以请郑姐妹先到这个思琴这边来？
We asked Karen to the piano.
等一下。我们请郑姐妹会弹一个背景的音乐，她用很小的声音。我知道，我发现事情的人呢、啊，弹大声比较容易，弹小声是很困难的事情。
We'll ask Karen to play a soft background music.
那么我们呢，作为一个整个的一个教会
，And we as a whole congregation as a church，
我们开始祷告。
We start to pray.
我希望有七八个人。
I hope that seven or eight people.
有感动，你就站起来，在你座位上面站起来。
If you feel that, you can stand up in your at your place.
大声的用你熟悉的语言来祷告。
Pray out loud with the language you feel comfortable.
不管是普通话也好，广东话也好，或者是英文也好，或者希伯来文也好，都随便。
Doesn't matter is Mandarin, Cantonese.English or even Hebrew, whatever language you feel comfortable.
希望你声音大一点。
I pray that you use loud voice.
也希望你祷告不要太长。
And not too long, please.
最好是在一分钟之内。
Preferably low, shorter than 1 minute.
假如你忽然间警觉，哎呀，我是不是讲的太多了
？If you suddenly realize if I talk too much,
那你是肯定讲的太多了。
Then you talk too much.
所以我。希望能够七八个，甚至如果有时间多的话，十几个这样的弟兄姐妹能够站起来，好，没有翻译哈。
I hope seven or eight, or if we have time, ten people, you stand up and there's no translation.
然后呢，我做结束的祷告。
And then I'll close with a prayer.
然后我们才开始领主餐。
And then we partake the communion.
好，我们现在低头。
Let's bow our heads.
把我们自己带到宝座的面前。我们首先回想哥哥他擅长，杨晨弟兄，脑海当中有没有看见三根十字架？
Do we see that three cross?
我们有没有看见中间那个十字架上的耶稣？
Do we see in the middle one there is our Jesus Christ, our Lord?
他遍体鳞伤。
He was wounded all over.
他 身上血肉模糊。
He was almost beaten to death.
他脸上满脸都是血。
There was blood dripping from his face.
但他用他最后的力气。
He used his last breath.
抬起头来仰天祷告。
He lifted his eyes to the heaven and prayed.
神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
My God, why do you forsake me?
现在，请弟兄姐妹们有感动的就祷告。
If you feel being moved by the Spirit, you can pray.
Amen.
天上的父，我们感谢你，你爱我们，舍下了你自己独生的爱子，为我们死在十字架上，作为我们的中保，让我们能够坦然无惧地来到你面前。你的爱子在十字架上流出了他的宝血，为我们付清了我们在你面前所有的亏欠。
谢谢你，主啊，2000年前为我们流血来十字架上，一次。 Amen.声音大一点啊，还有时间。大声一点，
主啊，我们真的是不配的罪人，主要是你的宝血洗净。
们。父神，我们感谢你，谢谢你给我们这段美好的时光。请翻译。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time for us to pray together.
你在天上已经听到我们有声无声的祷告。
For you have heard over prayers.
也把我们众弟兄姐妹们他们这段时间心里面的重担摆在你的宝座面前。
Lifts all our burdens, all our sorrows in front of you.
我们为过去的平安向你献上我们的感恩。
Thanks for all the peace that you granted us.
我们为你以后的医治也在我们在宝座面前祈求。
Thank you for your healings.
求你继续的祝福我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
他们都是你宝血所买来的。
They are bought by your price.
我们也祈求你继续的来恩待我们的教会。
We pray that you will take care of our church.
兴起更多的弟兄姐妹们来服侍你。
You will lift people up to work for you.
有更多的弟兄姐妹们，不管在教会里、在工作里和在家庭里，都能够付诸行动。
We hope that we will serve in every aspect of our life and put our faith in action.
求你让我们在吃这个饼、喝这个杯的时候，
We pray that when we take the cup and the bread,
带着感恩的心。
With a thankful heart.
带着付诸行动的决心。
With a determination to put our faith in practice.
靠着你的恩典。
Relying on your grace.
来吃这个饼，喝这个杯。
Take the cup and the bread.
我们这样感谢祷告。
For our thanks and prayers.
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.